The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. I had a day job. It didn't allow me to work on boats full time. But now that I'm retired, I've built Motor City Boatworks, and the YouTube channel is a way for me to talk about my projects and pass on some of the knowledge that I've gained. I hope you enjoy these episodes.
Hi, this is Joe. Welcome to Motor City Boatworks. Let's get to work.
Episode 2. Let's talk about the Alban 27 family cruiser.
I've received a lot of questions about the boat. So this episode, I thought we'd spend some time and talk about the Alban 27 family cruiser. Alban Marine was originally a Swedish boat building company, founded around the beginning of the 20th century. In the 1970s, Alban yachts were imported into the United States by a guy named Fred Peters. Fred Peters owned the exclusive contract to import the Alban trawlers and the smallest pocket trawler into the United States. That pocket trawler was called an Alban 25. It's kind of the little sister of the Alban 27. And that boat was quite successful. There were a couple thousand of them made in Sweden. They were exported to the UK and to the United States, sold mostly in Scandinavia. It became a very, very popular boat because it was a little bit of a motor sailor, a little bit of a power boat. It had living aboard accommodations. It really filled a niche that end users were looking for. And then in the early 1980s, Fred Peters came up with an interesting idea, which was, how about we make a bigger boat that might appeal more to Americans and kind of take the best things of the Alban 25 and just make them bigger and better. He contacted a naval architect by the name of Joe Pucha, and Pucha had a history of designing and working on the building of several military type minesweepers and fast attack boats. And he agreed to take the Alban 25 and size it up a little bit. And he created the Alban 27. Originally, this boat was called the Alban 27 Diesel Cruiser. And it was designed to be a sub 30-foot boat that could be trailerable, had full living accommodations. It would have two cabins, fore and aft, with a head and a galley. It would have an inline diesel engine that would make it very efficient for long-term cruising. Joe Pucha was contracted by Fred Peters to build the first Alban 27s, and he made about 10 or 15 of them in his own yard that he leased and kind of assembled them on his own. And then Fred turned around and sold them. Later, Fred Peters, Alban USA, took those boats and tooled them up and got them ready to be produced in a number of yards in New England, especially in the Rhode Island and Connecticut area, and then began selling them across the country. There are about 500, 500 to 600 of the Alban 27s ever sold, and they were sold between 1983 to about 1992. Back in the day, an Alban 27 family cruiser cost approximately $38,000 to $40,000. And it was considered a bargain at the time. Today, Alban 27s can be found used for anywhere from $10,000 or $15,000 for a basket case, all the way up to $25,000 or $30,000 for a boat that's been fully restored or has been recently used to cruise the loop or do some long-term extended cruising. The Alban 27 has a really strong owner's following. They can be found numerous places on the internet, And there's a lot of information out there about restoring these boats and maintaining them long term. The boat is about 27 feet long and it's about 9.5 feet wide. It draws about 2.5 feet, meaning you can get this boat in some very tight places and up close to the shore if you need to. It has a full keel, it sticks out the bottom, and the engine's placed down low, goes to a shaft-driven propeller that's usually protected by a full skeg rudder. The boat has all fiberglass hull, and the deck has balsa coring, which extends into the pilot house for its construction. The diesel engine makes the boat extremely fuel efficient. These boats have what's called a displacement shaped hull, meaning it's very similar to a sailboat. There's a keel at the bottom of the boat, and the shape of the hull is really not conducive to being pushed up on plane and moving very fast. These boats move at what's called displacement speed, and that's essentially about 5 to 8 knots. They're really not designed to go much faster than that. Although, because of the design of the hull and the large flat spots at the aft end of the hull, the boat will get somewhat up on plane if you put enough horsepower behind it. And that's why you'll hear reports of Alban 27 Sport models cruising at around 10 to 14 knots. They have monstrous diesel engines inside of them that can really get that boat up and moving. Now, I don't know if I'd want to be in a boat long-term cruising at a speed like that. The Alban 27 is really not designed for that. But nevertheless, it was part of the marketing of the boats when they first came out in the 80s, and it's remained popular with some users. Now, a lot of people will say that the Alban 27 is just 2 feet longer than an Alban 25. The Alban 25 is much easier to trailer. It's a lighter boat. You can move it around a lot easier. But the reality is that not only is the Alban 27 2 feet longer, it's got increased headroom, it weighs quite a bit more, which makes it more stable, and all around the dimensions inside the boat are much more convenient and much more accommodating for long-term stays on the boat. So this week, I received a question from James Franco from Las Vegas, Nevada. And James wants to know, hey, are you ever going to actually work on the boat, or are you just going to keep talking about it? Well, listen, we're trying to get some of the background squared away so everyone understands what we're doing and what the project is. But I promise you, we will get to the point where we're actually working on the boat. I mean, this is one of the reasons it's taking a while to get it done. If you like these videos, please subscribe and click the like button. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you.
For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, motorcityboatworks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.